Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, October 7th, 2022. Today on The Ether, NFT Happy Hour, hosted by Cosmos Joe. Let's take a listen.
Hey, everybody. Just let me know with a reaction that you could hear me. I've had a lot of trouble on Spaces with my devices, so just a reaction of any kind if you could hear me right now. Cool. All right. While we're waiting for people to come on, I am going to just quickly zip through the week's news. It'll be really, really, really fast. And as usual, I do cater the spaces not only to people who are listening now, but also people who will be listening on the recording or on the Terra Spaces podcast. But welcome, everybody. It's Friday, NFT Happy Hour. Today is October the 7th. And as we wait for people to come in, just want to let you know, we will be talking about the Cosmos ecosystem. Special guest today will be Space Ape Society, along with Cosmic Camera. I do have a giveaway going on today. I typically do. I have an awesome giveaway, which I didn't tell everyone about exactly the nature of it, but I told people in my Telegram, so they do know what the giveaway is. It's actually two NFTs to the winner, and you will be entered to win by putting AMA questions at the bottom of my pinned tweet, which is the announcement for this Spaces. Don't just hit the chat bubble in the bottom right. I don't see those until after the Spaces is over, ironically. So yeah, if this gets 30 retweets, I will draw from someone who retweets my pinned tweet. It's not the tweet where it announces that the Spaces has started. You got to go to my profile, go to the pinned tweet. That's the only way I can keep track, unfortunately. So sorry about that. But yeah, my name is Joe, aka Cosmos DeFi, on Twitter, Gmail, Medium, and YouTube. I'm an NFT collector, but definitely not an NFT whale. I run these once a week, and usually they're on Fridays. There will not be one next week. So I did get a really good prize for today, and I'll announce the prize shortly after this space. The other thing that I will announce is I did an interview with the Space Ape Society and I didn't release it yet. So I will release it. I'm actually going to stream it as a premiere on YouTube sometime after this space, probably like around 7 o'clock Eastern time, something like that. You could watch it along with me. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm not going to edit it. I'm just going to put it out as is. And that's that. So 7, 8 o'clock, something like that, Eastern time. I'll pin some relevant tweets at the top of this space. If you're new to my content, just be aware that I run all my social media channels in a way that highlights the most positive and unique aspects of the space. I do let people know what NFTs I buy and sell in my Telegram. I do not have either of the NFTs from the projects that we'll be speaking today. And again, a quick mention about my Telegram. If you go into my Twitter profile, I have a link tree there. You could find my public prize wallets there. I don't handle personally in my wallets, my personal wallets, any of the prizes that are given to me. They go to public wallets, which you can view at any time. If you're a creator, you could donate to the public wallets at any time and let me know about your project. And I will definitely talk about you in the spaces and give out the prize in a very fair way. And my Telegram's in there as well. My Telegram is announcements only. There are no conversations to follow in that Telegram, which is awesome for people that don't want to be taken away from their normal socials. I let you know what I buy, what I sell. I post videos and announce spaces just like I do on my Twitter. Anyway, I'm going to zip through some really basic news. Since Cosmoverse, I haven't been staying on top of everything, but I do feel there are two really important pieces of news. So one of them, three pieces of news. So there are three projects that I consider to be blue chips in the cosmos. There might be more than that that I'm not aware of, or maybe my definition of blue chip is different than yours. That's okay. But I want to shout out three projects. Two of them I do hold their NFTs. One of them is Orbital Apes. One of them is Gata NFTs, which is Colonial Cats, Voyager Cats. The other one is Raccoon Supply, which I do not have yet. Raccoon Supply paid out their first, I would call it a profit sharing payout to the holders of their NFT. The NFT is on Secret Network. You can get it on Stash. Floor price is about $400. Again, I don't have one yet. I've been watching them. I don't know what I'm waiting for. I saw them when they were like $175. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, this is going to go up. And I didn't buy it. So I've been monitoring the floor price for no reason, because if you're getting paid out, in my opinion, if an NFT collection is backed by a business that's going to pay out regularly to the holders in a profit sharing type way, I don't know if that's the right way to classify it. To me, that's a blue chip NFT collection. Other people might have different definitions, but anyway, Raccoon Supply did pay out. They have an awesome platform. It's getting better. They're adding features, and it's pretty limited supply. It's only like about 1,300 raccoons. So that's Raccoon Supply. Other one is Colonial Cats, Voyager Cats. These are the NFTs that make you part of the Gata DAO. People who listen to me regularly know that's probably my favorite collection, my favorite collections. They've paid out their second installment, and their business is validating. And they have about a half a dozen validators now. Only three of them are paying out so far, because one of them is Nomic, one of them they just launched Rebus and Territory. Sorry, the two of those. They do have a validator in the inactive set on the Cosmos Hub. Those are not paying out right now. So it's Juno, Sifchain, Evmos. I'm missing one. Sorry about that, Gata people. But yeah, they're only half their validators are paying out, and they haven't even made a push to get into the active set for the Cosmos Hub. Once they get into the Cosmos Hub active set, which I think they will, because they did poll their DAO members for delegations, they will have enough. I really like this NFT in terms of value. However, what I do notice is the Voyager Cats floor price is way higher than the Colonial Cats floor price, even though they have the same exact utility. By the way, you don't even have to delegate to them to get this payout. Owning the NFT is enough. So if you were on the fence, maybe that information helped you, or if you were about to sell it, maybe that information made you think twice. That's probably my favorite collection. I have three of those. Orbital Apes. Orbital Apes, owning an Orbital Ape got you a pretty big territory airdrop. Each Orbital Ape was 300. That's way more than I got for any of my staked wallets. Just want to let you know. I got four Orbital Apes. Four Orbital Apes. I got 1,200 Tori tokens. And then in my wallet that had no Orbital Apes, I got like 19 Tori tokens. So there you go. That's my news. It's those three, which I've always considered to be a little bit of a, I would say they've had a leg up on the rest of the NFT space. Yes, I'm aware of Stargaze Punks, Andromaverse, and all that. They're in a category of their own. They make up a significant portion of the volume on Stargaze. Their project is very long-term. So I consider them more to be like a status symbol slash speculation right now, even though they are tied to a project that seems to be coming along. So anyway, I'm going to let Space Apes come up here, and I'm going to let them take the mic for a bit. Just gave you the mic. We'll get this right. If anyone has been on my spaces before, you know that this is going to get rugged at some point. Just be aware, or my mic is going to cut out at some point completely. So, Space Apes, how's it going?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Not much. I could not
hear you there at all. I have to move position, and I can actually hear everything now.
All right. Why don't you guys give a reaction if you could hear my mic? just any kind of reaction, just to make sure we're good to go. Would be wonderful if someone could hear both of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got one reaction then.
All right. Yeah, hopefully that's for me. And now another reaction, if you don't mind, if you could hear him as well. All right. I think we're good to go. If there are any technical problems, I see Jacob is in here. Jacob is always the first person to let me know that my microphone sucks or my phone sucks. So Jacob, please just DM me if there are some problems. I'm going to give Space Ape Society. And who do I have here?
Joe, you got Harry here today.
Okay, cool.
Kenny's got a bit of an emergency.
No problem.
Popped up literally last minute. So, yeah, it's all good, though. We got myself on the castle.
No problem. And I'm going to release that video we did. I didn't even watch it yet. I'm just going to let it go straight to YouTube probably in like 2 hours. But, yeah, I mean, the interviews are really easy. Obviously, I'm not a professional. Anyone who's watched my YouTube videos, I think I would, like, on the spectrum of professional versus just, like, fanboy of NFTs, I'm closer to the latter, right? So the conversation went great, and the conversations always go great when the guest knows what they're talking about and they have a well thought out project. So I appreciate that. Why don't you get people up to speed on the mutation NFT and the mutated the serum and the mutated apes? I think that's where we're at with this project. Most people that are here probably know the original collection pretty well. I'll give you a few minutes to get everyone up to speed on that, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, of course, man. So firstly, thank you everyone for joining. So in regards to the mutants, we had roughly about 1,116 that were released. 1,000 were for sale. They were all great looking. So firstly, at first, what we'd done was we had just the serums out first. So people were purchasing the serums, but they couldn't see what was mutated. And then we had our great dev deployed on, who actually got the mutated shop swap already. So what people had to do is they had to send an ape, and they had to send the serum to a separate wallet and also a link. And then that would create a mutant for them. So in regards to the mutants, we got all sorts in there, man. They're all crazy looking. They look very cool. I had some really great feedback from a lot of people in the community and the council. That's definitely a positive. I believe we have about 100 mutants left. So that means so all the serums have been minted. Some of them are on secondary. We have about 100 left. So what we're planning on doing is, due to it I think we've had it out for about 6 weeks now. So we do have a date actually where we're going to stop the mutants. We're going to stop the mutant shop. So that date will be the 14th of this month. So on the 14th of the month, we will close the mutant shop, and the rest of the mutants that are in the wallet will be burnt. So yeah, that's pretty much where we are.
And as far as your project goes, is there any advantage to mutating or not mutating the ape, or is it just coming down to like personal preference if they like the art one way or the other?
Well, the art is definitely a big. It's always a win-win with TSAS. That's one of our main focuses. But what we've done with the mutants is something completely different. So we wanted to bring a big utility to the mutants. So the people that actually hold the mutants. So for example, if I brought a mutant and I held it, while we had the human collection that's coming out, that's our next collection on the roadmap. Okay. They will get an airdrop of the human collection. And also, if they still kept that mutant, which we hope people do, they will also get a 3D ape airdropped as well. Both of these airdrops will all be for free. It's just a matter of holding it. So definitely some great utility for the people out there. And looking at the mutant floor price right now, it is an absolute steal. So if anyone's listening out there that hasn't had a mutant or has a serum that needs to be burnt with an ape, you know, go ahead and do it and just keep that mutant, man.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to take a look at those for sure. I really liked the conversation we had. I thought it was one of the better ones that'll be on my channel. And for people that don't know, you are the artist, correct?
No, I'm not the artist. Khalid's the artist. Yeah, I'm.
Okay.
I'm pretty much supporting him on everything to do with the business, really. Just making sure everything goes smooth and stuff, you know. We do our best. We do our best not to make mistakes. And very much recently, it's been about, I'd say about 2 months now, we've had the council. The council has only grown, and it's really grown to a level now where we have our own platform where we can talk. So like we have our own weekly conversations with the council. That will be anything to do with how the mutants will look and how the 3D apes will be looking as well. So we do give the council a lot of alpha to help us create and make, and obviously move forward with that. Also, the council do a great job with how the communities are all run as well. So we do have a couple of sub-communities as well, which they help on as well. So you've got the Cowboys, you've got the CSA and the Clean Apes as well. So it's a big team, man. This is what I'd say about 14 council members. And on top of that, you got Khalid, you got myself, you got Hooligan and DeFi as well, man. So yeah, sky's the limit, right?
Yeah, you mentioned your sub communities. You want to shout out your sub communities and just give people a quick kind of overview of what that looks like in your project?
Yeah, of course. So we have CSA, right? So with the CSA, are the crowned space apes. Now, if you were to purchase a crowned OG, okay, so it has to be the OG, not the mutant. So we do have mutant crowns as well. So it's just OG crown. So if you were to purchase the OG crown, you would be entered into a separate Discord where all sorts is going on. There's constant games going on there. Also utilities as well. So recently they had a collab with Sunnyside Reapers where all the holders of the crowns, the OG crown collection, would get an airdrop, okay? Like a free airdop of a Sunnyside Reaper / crown collection, which was great. That went fantastic. So a lot more planned for them in the future. Then we got the Cowboys. Now, with the Cowboys, we are growing it massively in the last 2-3 weeks. It's grown in numbers itself. We have a lot planned for the Cowboys as well. And then also you've got the Clean Apes as well. So the Clean Apes are generally the bottom of the floor of the OG apes, where a lot of people do love them. So there's definitely big potential for them in the future as well.
Cool, man. As far as the utility for the mutant apes, would you say that, am I allowed to say it? What the utility is, or
yeah.
I don't want to. Okay, is the main utility or the prime utility the airdrop of the subsequent collections? Is that
yes?
Is that yeah? Got it. Okay,
yes, correct.
And it's the buddies, and then you have some like mutant others. Yeah, I don't want to say it.
Yeah. So I'll just touch on the mutants again, just to make it clear. So them two airdrops. They're going to be worth quite a bit. So right now, where the floor price is with the mutants, I'm telling you guys, it's an absolute steal. So the best thing to do is just keep it, just grab them and keep them, because just for a floor ape right now on an OG collection is less than 3K, but you got the mutants where it's about 2K, 2.5. So grabbing one of them and just keeping it, you're going to get two great collections in the future. And when I say future, I'm not talking like 5, 6, 7, 8 months. I'm talking like within 3-4 months, where you'll get these airdrop too. So it's not a long wait, as long as we all can be patient in regards to that. So with the buddies, okay, so with the buddies, they were the, so on the mutants, we had like a little alien on their shoulder. Now with the community loved the little aliens, and just from that feedback and a lot of other conversations we had in all the Discords, we thought, you know what, it would be great to get a collection ready, a sizable collection, that is. So I can give information on the collection on the buddies as well. So with the buddies, we're looking at a 4,269 collection, which is fantastic. It's quite a lot. Now, in regards to the price, it's going to be the total other spectrum of it. So you're looking at 69 stars
That is peanuts, like literally peanuts. Now, with Amber, so, like I said, that'll be 69 stars for them buddies. So, yo, definitely are still there for the guys, man. So, yeah, that's how it's going to run.
Really cool. Really cool. If you don't mind, I'd like to go to questions from the community.
Yeah.
I'm going to read them off my thread. First one is from that Kiwi guy. He's very active in the NFT space, especially in the Discords. He's a moderator for a couple of Discords. Right. Says, T-Sauce has always had a strong community behind it, which has shown itself in the relatively large mints minting out. What are some must-haves, must-dos for maintaining a strong community, strong following?
Okay, so must-have and must-dos for maintaining a strong community, you said, yeah?
Yeah.
I would say to keep, so give you an example, right? So once a person comes into the community, what we try to do is try to stay as engaged as possible with that person, okay? So, or with the community members. Now, when we're communicating with the community members, we want to give them as much information to help them feel welcome, to help them feel known as well. And not only that, to constantly remind people in the Discord that what we have come in for them, that will help them stay with the Discord and stay communicating with the Discord. Also, there's constant rumbles going on, not only in the main Discord, on the Cowboys, on the CSA Discord. So if they do hold one of them, they can always jump ship to that and kind of communicate with the crowd there. So there's always some sort of communication, different sort of information always going along. And also with the free airdrops that we've had with CSAS, that's always a great thing, right? It's a free NFT, you know what I mean? Which guys can keep or they can sell on or whatever it may be.
Really nice. And you also, I want to throw this in there. This is not a community question, but I see Shady's Birds in here. That's someone from your community who you guys helped bring to Mint, an artist from your community. And it just minted the other day, minted out. And it looks like now it's going through that phase where there's a lot of turnover on the secondary market as people are like probably just going for certain traits that they like, trying to get their five or, you know, for that, the special perks that way. It's very volatile, like the day after a mint, especially like a cheaper mint that mints out. Anything you want to mention about that collection as well? Because that's someone from your community.
Yeah, of course. You know what? Me and Shady's dad, we personally had a great communication going on all the time. He'd always contacted me in regards to... So what CSA were doing at that time, at an early time, was they were... Shady's dad, sorry, he was creating our litter cards and stuff or coins, and they always wanted our confirmation in regards, is it okay if I do this? I love your community. I love how the art looks like and stuff. And he wanted to kind of evolve it into his own bit, but also helpful for the community. A lot of it was giving out for free, so he was doing a lot of legwork for free. And he's always stayed close with us as well. So just by looking at TSAS's art, he obviously thought, you know what, it'd be great to do a collection and obviously help TSAS as well. And so what we've done is we talked with him, we worked with him, we've done our best to help him actually bring out the collection with him. We went on a couple of spaces with Shady's dad as well, and only recently I found out he don't live too far from me as well, in the UK, in the Midlands. So yeah, it was great, man. A great relationship, honestly. And not only that, we also do have a couple of other new artists coming out as well from our community, which me and Cal have been speaking with. So definitely going to be helping bringing up some more newbies into the market. You know what? It's always great, man. You know what? Helping new, helping newbies, giving them almost a pedal stone, you know, and helping them grow and giving them the information they need and the confidence as well. It is a scary place. A lot of people that come into the space, you know, they just get lost, and we don't want them people to get lost, especially if they hold a TSAS, whether it be OG, whether it be mutant. You know, you just need to talk to us, and or we can talk to you guys, and definitely help you guys build, man. So a couple of more new artists coming in the near future. Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. And if people want to check that out, again, it's Shady's Birds. It's on Stargaze really nice artwork there. And I picked up a couple. I couldn't help it. I woke up at like I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning the other night, and it was like 90. It was like 90% minted. I don't even know why I checked my phone. I'm like, I have to mint this. So I have a couple of those.
I think it was like a 12-hour sellout as well, which is absolutely great. So yeah, and a good utility as well with them. You know, you get five, you get a free airdrop of the buddies, man. So yeah, why not? And I don't know if I mentioned earlier, but with the buddies, guys, it is on the 24th. So I think it's like a week before Halloween. So the 24th will be the mint date. I don't think I mentioned it before, so yeah, that's
that. Cool. I'm going to move through the community questions. You did answer a few of these, so I'm just sifting through. Okay. One of the questions was from Ashar, if the current mutated space apes in the future will be further mutated, evolve into a new collection? That was the question about, yeah, was that considered? Or not?
Honestly, that was never considered. But further mutated, so looking even more crazy, right?
I guess so.
Nothing in the pipeline yet, to be honest with you. But maybe something the council can look into. You know, see what kind of ideas we can get out of that. But yeah, thank you for that question. I appreciate that, sir.
All right, and George did ask a question that you addressed about the difference in utility between the OG and the mutant apes. And then Chris asked a question, what will happen to the serums? You said those get minted after mutations close. Is that right? I mean, those get burned.
Yeah. Okay. So they will get burned. So on the 14th of October is the last day of the mutant shop. From there onwards, they'll just get burned.
Got it. Okay. And then this one is from a question from Maria, famous Maria, I call her. And her question is for Space Apes, I'd love to hear more about the little friends you're preparing.
Wow. So the little friends we're preparing. So I believe she's on about the buddies, right?
I'm pretty sure that's what she's referring to.
Yeah. So, man, I can come out with it again. So 69 stars, 4,269 is the whole collection. They are little friendly little creatures. You know, if you drop into our Discord, you'll be able to see some of the sneak peeks that we got. So what we've done is we had a whole load of them where we got some of the community members to actually vote on and on their favorite ones. And then on top of that, we've got the council members to kind of come up with names for each of them as well. So they're going to be a nice little collection, man. And the best thing about it is every single, well, I'd say about 85% of the funds will all be donated. You know, so we don't want nothing from it at the end of the day, nor does the council. We want to give back to the community. That's what this is all about. The community has helped us ever since, like from, I'm talking terror days, you know, before that big crash. And they've stuck with us. More community members have come. We've had some great ideas from everyone. And you know what? It's always been smiles from the community, man. So wanted to do something for the community, something nice and cheap, but still looks good. And, you know, maybe in the future that could look even better in regards to how that can grow, how that floor price can grow as well. So it will always help them, you know. And on top of that, you know, a charity donation is always a good. Personally, myself, I'm donating charity quite a lot of times a month. You know, I've got constant direct debits going on with their local charities and stuff, and even setting up local charity events as well. Me and Cal generally are charitable people, man. So we just want to share the love with everyone and just come out with it, right?
No, I think that's really cool. I think I would like to see even like validators, you know, and other NFT collections, even if it's just like $100 at the end of the mint, the community can vote on where that money goes. That would be really cool. All right, next question I've got here from Ambito. He's asking, he says, your artist is extremely talented. Would you ever be open to doing some type of art workshop? I'd love to gain some knowledge from a veteran.
Wow, art workshop. That sounds really good. That's definitely a question for Cal. But knowing Khalid very personally, I've known him for quite a number of years now. He would love to do that. He would love to show just kind of how it works. He obviously don't want to give all, or he may not want to give all of his secrets away, but, you know, just to show how it all works, how it starts from start to end, you know. Yeah, that's a great idea, and that's something definitely I'm going to bring up to Cal, you know. Yeah, thank you for that question.
Cool. All right. Question from Zemus. He's asking, he says, Ape number 1975 has the Wu-Tang Clan suit. Who's your favorite member?
Yeah, you know what? My absolute favorite member from the Wu-Tang Clan is, if you know the Wu-Tang Clan, So, Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh, yes. He passed away very young, right?
Yeah, from apparently a drug overdose, but he was always constantly high on his music videos and when he was recording and all that kind of stuff. He just made me laugh, man. You know what? He was a great, great artist. He was. Loved him.
I think Wu-Tang was maybe the first, if not the first, the second or the third to put out a double album as a hip-hop album, and it was really not common, you know, back in the 90s, and it was like basically Biggie, Tupac, and Wu-Tang were the only three that had double albums.
Probably one of my old school favorite tunes is, I don't know if you know Wu-Tang too well, but it's gonna be Triumph.
That was on the double, right? It was one disc had Triumph as like the, I think, the first track, and then the other disc had Reunited, and those are like the two that I always remember listening to. Yeah, no, I have a ton of Wu-Tang CDs from the 90s.
The Killer Bee season, yeah.
Oh yes. All right. I got a couple more questions here, but some of them are for Cosmic Camera. This is a great question. Which one of these aspects is most important for you, I guess, as the creator, as the project lead? Number one, increasing token or NFT price. Two, empowering platform development. Or three, building community trust for expanding partnership globally.
Oh, you know what? It has to be trust, man. So I can give a bit more alpha, yeah? So our 3D apes, right, are going to be metaverse ready. Okay, so to be metaverse ready, we can't just jump into that ocean because it's massive, you know. There's a lot behind it. So right now, myself, Cal, Hooligan DeFi, and all the council members, we're doing our best to build them relationships to help us in the metaverse. Okay, so we have got a couple of potential ones coming up soon, which will be announced. But yeah, man, relationship building is very important. If we can communicate with each other, there's always going to be something there for the future. So if that person was new, or if we're new, what we've been realizing is because we have a good brand, people do want to talk and do want to take our time out with us. Like we've had a lot of Discord communication and like voice calls and with a lot of these big metaverse companies, you know. So definitely communication is key for me.
Can I ask a question? You could answer it yes, no, or no comment.
Go on.
Have you reached out to a metaverse company who happens to have their own Cosmos SDK chain?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't want to press any further because I know
please don't, man. My buttons are limited, you know. I ain't gonna lie. So
people are gonna have to join your Discord and follow your Twitter and wait for the official announcement, just like 100%. Everyone else. But I think
100%.
I think I'm gonna ask that question to everyone from now on that mentions metaverse, because that would be cool. No,
question. Yeah.
It's a good question, and I love the no comment, because NFTs are always, when there's some mystery added to it, that for some reason they always just draw way more interest, rather than if a creator just lays everything on the table, no one would want to. No one would care about the project, unfortunately. That's just how the trend is. So anyway,
of course, and not only that as well, we just want to make sure we make the right decision, you know. We don't want to be in a metaverse where it's just boring. You understand? We want to be engaging for not just us community members, but for everyone as well, because We want to make it worthwhile if we're gonna venture out to somewhere new. You know what I mean? So definitely, man, it has to be engaging, has to be fun for everyone. So keep your eyes peeled, man, and just drop them questions in the Discord. Trust me, eventually, it may just slip.
That's fine. When info slips out, it's hilarious, and it's happened before.
Yeah, it is, man. Trust me. It is very hilarious.
On Spaces, it's hard not to just like drop something while everyone, like the people that are dedicated to listen, like, look, it's Friday, right? Even if you're in Europe, you probably got something you could be doing right now, but you're listening to Twitter Spaces. I'm looking through here. We got like a lot of creators, which usually happens on Fridays. You get a lot of, I'm counting six other creators in my spaces now. Or in our spaces, I should say. And the other guest was supposed to be Cosmic Camera, and I don't see him.
I did see him earlier.
He might have some trouble, or maybe he's on his personal account, and I just don't recognize it. But if you're here, you could request a mic. And in the meantime, I guess I've been really slacking with the giveaways. I've been like doing them days after I'm supposed to, because they're hard to keep track of. And I don't want to give them to someone who's making up fake accounts, which is what I discovered was happening the other day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw for not the grand prize today, but I'll draw for just a prize that I didn't plan to give away for anyone who retweeted up until this point. And I don't like to push like the retweet, you know, contest, because it ends up drawing all these fake accounts, and I'm trying to get rid of that. So basically, anyone who retweeted my pinned tweet, which was the original announcement of the spaces, if your Twitter account is 6 months old, if you've tweeted in the last week and you have at least 100 tweets, you're going to get, I'm trying to think what I have in my wallet right now. I've got a Sunnyside Reaper that I haven't given away yet, because they gave me more than I expected. So I'm going to pull for that right now, and then I'll do the grand prize, which I only told people in my Telegram what it was. Here's Cosmic Camera. Perfect timing. Cosmic, I'll let you up, and you could put your tweets to the top while I pull for prizes. I'll add you as a speaker. So this is for the Sunnyside Reaper. I'll begin the draw, and Stefan. Stefan has a Space Ape as the profile pic. So whether you're in here or not, Stefan, which is Twitter handle Peppo112, I'm going to send you a Sunnyside Reaper. And then for the grand prize, it's going to be two NFTs from Mujin. Mujin sent me two NFTs. The one that you're going to get if you win this pull, well, it's going to be a spin, actually, and I'm going to record it just to make sure it's legit, or as legit as it can be for a Twitter contest. And it's going to be a Mujin, which is like AI art. They're like basically these like really gnarly looking monsters. And then they get like their own land, like a landscape. It's not metaverse land. It's just like, I don't know what he has planned. There's a lot of mystery around that project, but the art's really cool. And he's been airdropping to people. So I'll spin now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got a 1 in 9 chance if you put a question on my tweet. And by the way, that's how I do a lot of the giveaways. If I have a guest, I like to give people a chance to ask questions without, you know, making people come up and ask the questions themselves. A lot of people are on devices other than cell phones. So I'm gonna spin this now, and we'll start. It's counting down.
And just let everyone know, I want to give out two prizes at the end of the call as well. Yeah, so please do stay on, and I'll just pick two random using my randomizer. So yeah, man, just stay till the end. Yeah.
All right. So Ashar, I didn't see him on here, but he attends a lot of spaces, and he was ironically one of my first followers on YouTube. He was like the fifth person that followed my YouTube channel. So, and I think he just won something the other day, so he's on a roll. So I'll make sure I send that out. And Cosmic Camera Imagery is here again. If both you guys want to pin any tweets while you're up here up to the top, you want people to check out, I pinned up three. I pinned a video that Liam did with Don Kryptonium, which I thought was a great piece of content on YouTube that they did a live stream the other day. It was great. I pinned up a thread by Cryptocito. His stuff is really good. And my last YouTube video was with the Shade Protocol, the lead for Shade Protocol, Carter Wetzel. He went through everything you need to know about Shade Protocol Secret Network. It was a great YouTube video. I pinned that up there if anyone wants to add that to their watch later. I'm going to give, I'll give Cosmic Camera the floor, and then you want to give your stuff away at the end. How do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to give it away at the end. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. And by the way, everyone who joined, this is being recorded if you missed the beginning, and it'll also go to, it'll go to Terra Spaces as well. So, Cosmic Camera Imagery, the mic is yours if you want to give people the rundown on your project. I don't even know that much about your project, so this will be fun for me.
Yeah, awesome. I don't know why I wasn't showing up earlier. I was here the whole time, but I switched from my computer to my phone, so maybe that was the issue. But
could have been. Yeah,
it's awesome to have this audience and let people know a little bit about our project. I've been building kind of in the background and slowly accruing a little bit of a following. But yeah, we're the first photography project on Stargaze, or that I know of in general, that lets you use AI to transform the photo that you mint into your own like reimagining of it. So the way I got into this was I work in the film industry and in photography. And I started getting into NFTs on Terra a bit, but I was also not really getting into like art and photography NFTs until the bear market came. And I started like looking more into that. But in both like profile picture and art NFTs, the one thing I don't like is that they're very static. Like once you buy an NFT, it's kind of like, okay, well, what can I do? I can hope the value goes up and then try to sell it, or I can, you know, stake it or something. But usually that's not really going to help very much. I really wanted a way to engage with NFTs in a creative way as a creative. So I had this idea to contribute my photography, which is my original, you know, photography as a photographer. But I wanted people to be able to be a part of that and like collaborate with me as an artist. So this is the same time all this is happening, I'm getting really into AI art generation and researching that and learning everything I can about that, generating thousands of images. So I thought, why not let people engage with my art by using AI? Because that lets anyone be an artist. All you have to do is imagine what you want to see. So when you mint one of my photos, not only is it a unique one-of-one photo that there are only 40 of, it's also something where you can submit an AI prompt and I'm going to give you kind of a reimagining of it. So this whole project is photos from my youth, like my time growing up on the East Coast. And these are all memories of mine that are important to me, like emotionally significant memories of places and experiences I've had. And I want to give those back to the community, to people, to reimagine in a totally new way and whatever way you want. So it lets you do anything with my memories, which I think is really cool. These are things from the past that are being reframed and morphed into something totally new in 2022. And on top of all of that, so that the, you know, I don't want people to be like, oh, well, it's a one-time use, then what's the point? Well, after that, the original photo that you hold is going to entitle you to benefits like airdrops for future collections, whitelist with 30 to 50% discounts for future collections. I basically want it to maintain value as not only an art NFT, but a utility NFT to kind of combine the best of both worlds.
So can you just clarify again, what do you mean, do what you want with my photo? Can you?
Yeah.
And the AI element, just to like, just to spell it out. I'm a little slow today. So
if everyone else
caught it the first time, then it's just me being slow. Sorry about that.
No. Yeah. So to elaborate on that further, basically you submit either a scene or a style. So like, let's say I have a photo of like a stormy beach. You could submit the prompt like underwater kingdom in the style of like a fantasy artist or something. And you would get a AI would morph that and would use the structure of that image. So it would still resemble the original image, but it would build, you know, Atlantean castles on top of it and make it, this turn the clouds into an ocean. So it would still be like the original image, but it would be totally reimagined in whatever way you wanted. So you can really write anything you want. Like the only, you know, bound is your imagination. And I think one challenge for AI is there is a learning curve with prompting. Like you have to figure out what you can put in to make the AI spit something out that's actually beautiful. So there are cases where I might like edit your prompt a little bit if it's not working. And I'm not just going to like do one pass and spit out whatever it gives if it's ugly. I want to do passes until it's beautiful so I can curate and give you the one that I think is the most interesting.
Cool. So there's no UI that anyone has to figure out. They're just going to send it.
No, you just send me on Discord or, you know, Twitter, I guess, if you hate Discord, a description of whatever you want. And I turn it into something.
Cool. And how about the mint? When is that going to happen? What are the details around that?
So I'm deciding on those details right now, but my current plan is for probably like the week after next and the price of around $25 to $35. But I'm still figuring out exactly what that'll look like, but that's my current idea.
Very cool. And if people want to keep the original picture, I'm assuming the resolution is good enough to put it on a canvas if they wanted to blow it up, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, definitely. And you don't have to burn the original picture or anything, but you can definitely print it out on a canvas or anything like that, yeah.
Really, really cool. I do have some questions for you from that original tweet, if you'll give me a second to to go through it. Sorry, I lost. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, there were at least two questions that I remember here. And
I also did pin my website and or I posted my website and I linked my tweet I made the other day, which is like my philosophy towards my project and like kind of the art ecosystem of projects I want to build out on Stargaze. I linked that in the tweets for this, the comments for this tweet. Are you still finding those questions? I can hear you now.
Did you hear last? Because I was talking and I didn't realize I was kicked out of this space.
Got it. I heard you were going to find some questions.
Okay, no, I did find the question and I read it twice. Okay, here we go. You ready? is from and anyone who's been in the spaces at all, like the last, like, I don't know, 2 months, this is like my spaces end up being like a roller coaster for whatever reason. So, all right, this is from Zemus. I'll read it word for word. It says, shot in the dark here, pun fully intended. Would you happen to be an Urbex enthusiast? Urbex, URBEX. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I think so. I saw this question the other day as well.
It's just a yes or no, I guess. Is it yes or no?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, like urban. He also said there's a second.
Oh, yeah. It'll be interesting to hide GPS coordinates in an NFT that only the owner can access.
Yeah. So I'm not an Urbex enthusiast, but I love this question. It's very interesting. And I love the idea of hiding information in metadata of NFTs like GPS coordinates. So I'm not doing that with this collection, but it's a really interesting idea. And someone should do that. Or, you know, maybe that's something I can explore in the future. I don't know how much Stargaze allows for that, but hiding like real world information and metadata, I think that's really cool.
I know that it could be done on Secret Network. I'm not sure about Stargaze. Not sure. It's interesting though. It would have to be coded, I guess, right? Maybe you would need something in your Discord or that could decode, maybe. I think Time Crash did something similar. Sure. He had a collection that it was almost like a scavenger hunt, like a worldwide where there was stuff in the NFT that you had to like find, go to like physical places.
That's awesome. I haven't heard about it. I'll have to look into that.
Is in NFTs and you had to like find teammates and put together like a wallet and there was a bunch of prizes or something like that in the wallet. All right, let me go to the next question. This is from Maria, the famous one. She's here still? Yeah, she's still here. How did you come up with the idea of this collection? How is your art process from photography to adding the AI, etc.? She's an artist as well. She has a couple collections on Stargaze.
Yeah, I think I've seen her work for Women from Cosmos, and I'm definitely a fan. I've seen her on Twitter as well.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, that's a great
question. That's the one, yeah.
I talked a little bit about how I kind of came up with this, but it was basically a way to make my photography interactable and collaborative with the community, which was really interesting to me. And I think AI is a great way for anyone to be an artist, like I said. The process for me is like, I've also done a lot of my own morphs of these photos. And part of that process was imagining at first, like, what's something similar to this? Like, what does this image resemble? Like a different kind of scene, you know, maybe turning a tree into like a wizard's tower or something, and playing with that. And then what is something totally different? Like, how different can I go and still have it resemble the initial image? I am going to release a companion collection also, which will probably be about 200 images. So 40 will be airdropped to the community from the holders of the original mint. 60 will be either raffled away or be able to be purchased for a small amount. You know, you'll be able to submit a prompt for those. And then 100 will be my own morphs of my work that I'll sell for a pretty small amount. But yeah, I think I talked a lot about how I had this idea. And it was really, like I said, I just haven't seen anything else like this. I see a lot of AI morphs just based on text. Stargaze too, a lot of like anonymous collections. But I haven't seen anyone use their own like photography, like existing images to morph into AI. I just thought it was a really interesting idea, and I haven't seen that.
Really cool. And people that are, even people that are in my Telegram or come to my spaces often probably don't know this. I actually do have a photography collection from years and years ago, and I did mint one as an NFT when I was experimenting with NFTs for the first time, and it was on OpenSea, and no one looked at it. But it's been up there for like a year and a half.
I heard that in the spaces the other day.
I minted one, and I was like, damn, now that the gas fees are so low, I should burn it and maybe remint it on Omniflix or Stargaze. But I have a collection. Totally. I used to live in Asia, and I got to travel to a lot of countries. And from every country, I just somehow came out with like an iconic picture that I ended up having at least one from each country. So I was going to just like mint one from each country and then do whatever with it. I had no plans to do anything with it. I think I put it on OpenSea. Like, it was probably like a year and a half ago, and I don't think anyone looked at it. but yeah, no, this is really cool. I like the AI art, and we mentioned that earlier, Mujin, they're basically sponsoring this NFT happy hour. He gave me those NFTs to give away. And I do have a question about your AI algorithm. Which one are you using? Is there anything unique or special about the algorithms that might make your work stand out?
Yeah, so the primary AI that I'm using for this project is Disco Diffusion. I also use Midjourney, DALL-E 2, and Stable Diffusion for other kinds of projects. I have a lot of like things in the air right now that I'm thinking about. I want to try to focus on this first collection first, of course, but I do want to release a lot of other collections that you'll get like a significant price off of for minting if you own this first collection. For this one, it is Disco Diffusion. Disco is really interesting because I think people have moved away from it a little bit because it can be harder. It can be hard to like know what to write to get something cohesive, but I have a great love for Disco Diffusion because it's really painterly. And if you know what to prompt and like what to write, you can get really beautiful, like stunning results. So I think one of the big advantages for this project though, is it's only 50% AI. 50% of it is my unique photos that you're not gonna be able to get anywhere else because I took them obviously. But the other 50% is you as a holder and you contributing to that. Instead of just selling an anonymous random, you know, AI that I haven't curated, this is me, the artist, collaborating with you, the holder, which I think is a really cool idea. And the second part is the curation of like when you submit this prompt, I'm going to generate multiples of it and only give you the one that looks the best. So I think those are the two biggest differentiating factors.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't realize that with this AI art, the results can be really unpredictable. So sometimes there is quite a bit of fine tuning and work involved, and a lot of the products get scrapped, right? You don't want it to be just like, it looked like mush on the, on a piece of paper, right? So
a lot of these projects, and I have pretty high standards, a lot of the projects I've been playing with, I'll generate, you know, 50 or 100 for one image I'm actually going to use in some cases.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. I figured there'd be like 5 to 10 rejects per NFT, but that's
crazy. You know what, though? It depends.
You're an artist, not me. So for me, I would just like probably, I'll take the best out of five. And you're pick. You got a more critical eye than me, most likely.
Yeah. I also have very high standards for myself. Like, if I'm publishing something and it reflects me as an artist, like I want it to live up to that standard.
Got it. Okay. Well, those are the questions I have for you on the thread. We definitely have time, especially if other creators want to come up, grab the mic, talk to our project leads here. Let's see, I got 1, 2, 3. I have so many project creators in the audience right now. Got Traders, got Rebels, got Maneki, Space Skellies, got Maria, Famous Maria, got Sky Monks here. And those are only the ones I see like in the first couple rows. So many creators popping into this. It's really great. I guess I have a question for you. I do have this photography, I would call it a collection. I would say I took, while I was living in Asia, I took 14,000 pictures. And of those like 14,000 pictures, I would say there's about 12 to 15 that are, I can't believe that I even took them, right? They just came out. They came out perfect. The resolution is perfect. The focus was perfect. Well, if you were me and you had time to play around with like the, you know, the studio function in Omniflix or even the new one in Stargaze, what would you do with the NFTs if you were me? Would you mint them, give them away, mint them just for fun? Any experimentation?
I think it could also depend on what your goals are as a creator. Like, are you trying to make money? Are you trying to make these historical pieces of art? Are you trying to just have them be a fun giveaway? Like, how do you see this art? What is your relationship to the art? And like, what do you want the relationship with the community to be to the art?
Got it. Well, I think I just want to play around with the actual minting, because I don't know what it's like to be on the creator's end, right?
It would be cool to use Stargaze Studio and maybe mint them for like a pretty, you know, fair price and advertise, maybe give a few of them away and see what happens. Because I think even if you, it's not really about the money at that point. It could be about like that experience of like being a creator. And I think it's really satisfying to mint those out probably. So that could be cool.
I was thinking, you know, if anything, I don't really know what to price a photograph at, right? So maybe just like have it as an auction starting at like 100 stars or something like that. And then depending on how well the auction went, let's say I minted 8, right? Mm-hmm. I could just randomly pick one of those 8 to send a physical, you know, like a canvas of that NFT to their house or whatever address they gave, something like that. That's as far as I thought about it. But the other thing is just to have these photographs kind of preserved, because, you know, the I took these pictures, I would say almost 15 years ago. It's when I lived in Korea. I traveled around Southeast Asia mainly. And one of the pictures that I took, and I, maybe people just don't care, so I'll make this really quick. It's probably most people don't care. But okay, perfect. So, and you have a mic, so you count. So, exactly. My first 2 weeks in Korea, I was just exploring Seoul. I had my camera and I used like a travel book. Back then, the internet was like really terrible. You couldn't really find anything on the internet, and Google Maps was definitely not as good as it was today. So I had a travel book. I'm like, oh, they have like these historical landmarks and these tourist attractions. Let me just try to go to one every week. So the one that I happened to go to, it was called National Treasure Number 1. It was a huge gate from one of the empires. It was like 500 year old gate. I would say it was the size of, it was pretty big. It was, you know, several stories high. It was like almost like what I would consider to be a city block in size. And I took a couple pictures of it. One of the pictures came out really good. And then like not even a month later, a disgruntled citizen burned it down. And So I was basically one of the last people to take a picture of this thing. And it was just like sheer luck, right? So those are the kinds of pictures that I happened to get. And I was in Thailand, Cambodia, took pictures of all these palaces and things. And yeah, so I don't know. I think it's just interesting because most people, at least in the United States where I live, you do not think of going to Asia on vacation at all. Like, I don't know anyone, even my friends that are Asian have never been to Asia. And usually if you live in New York, the ideal vacation for you is the Caribbean or Mexico, right? That's your big international vacation. And I'm to this day, I don't know anyone that's gone to some of the places that I've been to out of like my friends, family and whatnot. So yeah, that's my my photography story. So for like 2.5 years, I was, I guess, a photographer.
That's really cool. I think I really like that idea of attaching the stories to the photos that you meant.
I had a couple. A lot of them do have stories, because it's just like sometimes I would just show up in like a country with just like my passport and my ATM card and literally no hotel reservations, don't know the language, and I would just like walk out of the airport and just like try to find someone that could understand my English.
if you mint them, you should definitely build that into the collection. I think for me, a really underutilized part of NFTs is description. You know, like if you buy a Bored Ape, it's like Bored Ape number 111, and it's like, okay, well, what does that mean? So since I only have 40 pieces, I built like a little story into each description of like what that photo means to me, what it was when I was there, how I felt about it, how I felt about life at the time. Cool. So I think that's a interesting
really cool
last thing.
Really cool. So I just brought up Tank. Tank is a creator. Maneki is the collection. I have a nice Maneki. I have an Evmos Maneki. Tank, you got a question for one of the guests today?
Yeah.
You got some news about Maneki? I think you do.
No, not yet. Actually, I not really a question. I actually just had a comment. But I do want to give a quick shout out to the Ape Society. What's up, guys? And also our buddy here, Cosmic Camera. I just got to say, man, I really dig your photos, bro. Those things are fucking beautiful. Like, literally, those are the kind of
That's so awesome.
I like that kind of like art. And I'm going to Mexico, talk about Mexico. I'm actually leaving tomorrow, but I'm going to try my best to get my hands on one of those. It's so rare, but I almost feel bad. I love like the ability to, you know, like bring to the table as well and kind of like add to the art, but I almost feel bad because I dig it already. Like I want to put that up on one of those. I've been really like looking for those big digital displays to put like in my house, as for like put my NFTs as like my pieces of art. And like, I really dig your art and almost like feel bad thinking about displaying it and doing anything with my crappy art. I'm going to ruin it with what I feel like.
But no, Cosmic, why don't you pin some, if you can, if you have any tweets with some of your work, if you want to pin it up at the top, people can check it out.
Yeah. I've pinned my website, which is cosmic-camera.com. And if you scroll down, you'll see some previews of the work. And this is also the pinned tweet on my Twitter. And I also have a GIF I made, which was way harder than I thought, of the animation of morphing between some of the photos and then some of my examples of morphing those photos. So that, I think, is a really good GIF to like, or GIF or whatever, to illustrate how that works. So yeah, check out cosmic-camera.com and scroll down. There's about 10 or so of the photos in the collection I have displayed, and then also some of the AI sneak peeks. So
cool. I just pinned it up to the top of the spaces if anyone wants to check it out. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this also has like,
it's beautiful. Everybody, I highly recommend you guys. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you. Like, I really recommend. I dig that kind of art. Like, that's the kind of shit I like. Check it out, guys. Go check it out. Like the city blocks, like the, I don't know what it's called, like the view of the city blocks and the buildings and stuff like that. Like, man, I that kind of shit. I'm really going to grab
it. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it now. I definitely see the morphing. That's really cool. So that would be the before and after, right? So someone's going to get the NFT and then they're going to have the option. Well, let me ask you this. Maybe you said this and I missed it. Is that NFT the original permanently burned?
You get both.
Because this would be a cool, like for what Tank's looking at, like he wants to display, he could have just each one side by side. Be really cool.
Yeah, you could do that. That's a great idea. And I really appreciate that compliment. It means a lot for you to connect with the work like that. I thank you.
Tank, you don't have to raise your hand. We know you're not like some of the others.
Tank, are you the creator or behind Maneki? Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was laughing when I was just listening. When, like, I see a Maneki. I see all these creators. And then he goes, and I see a Maneki. Because it's weird to me to even, like, consider myself as a creator. I was just the brainchild of an idea, and shout outs to Knots and Jerry and Rusty and them. Like, I it's really weird to me to consider myself an NFT creator, but I guess so.
I kind of separate you out as Tank and Maneki. You're two people.
Well, I was gonna say I've been doing experimentation kind of for fun of taking other Stargaze NFTs and morphing them with AI to see what they would look like. And I reached out to some people here. I actually did one of Maneki. I'd love to send it to you. And if you want to give it away as a promotional NFT, we should talk about that. But,
oh my God, I messaged.
That would be awesome. That's awesome, Tank.
So, I've messaged some people here. I actually was messaging with Don John as well. And we're actually thinking about working together in a future project where we do some AI stuff with his collection. So I don't want to say too much about that, but we actually got lunch today in person and it almost made me late for the space. But so that was really cool. And it was awesome to talk about Stargaze with someone and connect with another creator. So
that's really cool. He's he's kind of down for anything to kind of.
Yeah, no, he's a great attitude.
Yeah, he really does.
And if any other creators in the space want to like hit me up, I would love to do like an AI morph of one of your NFTs and give it away on Twitter to your community.
That is fucking cool. I did have a question about the morphing. Is there, I know in the post that you guys just posted up, we could see, and it kind of happens kind of quickly. Is there a way to kind of make it slow down, or is there like a setting or parameter that slows the morph more gradually?
So
instead of like, yeah, go ahead.
That's a great question. So what you're actually getting, a still image. I created this animation as kind of to showcase what it would look like going from one to the other. So you're getting a still image, but if people are interested in getting like an animation, I could also think about doing something like that. I hadn't thought about that. It was, yeah, that's actually an interesting idea. But my intention right now is that you get a second still image. So you can look at it for as long as you want.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, cool. Yeah. And I'm glad to spark the idea. I've always liked that whole, like that slow morph into something else. I forget where I've seen it, probably like a cruise ship or something like that. But that always like, it's pretty cool when you can hang it and then it slowly morphs and then maybe a guest comes over to your house and they're like, wait a minute, that wasn't the same fucking picture I just saw when I walked in. But the
yeah. Yeah. If people express interest, I can probably also, you know, give something like that to holders as well. It was more annoying than I thought to create, and I had to like go frame by frame and edit it so it didn't look bad. So I'd have to figure out another way of doing that. Or I guess actually, I don't know, I guess I could do that for each one, but it's definitely, I'm glad you put that in my brain. Another thing I just wanted to like tease is if people are into PS Labs, I really like that you can make renders with them every week. Totally different project, totally different utility. This one is obviously based on my photography and that's like the heart of it and my story. But something I've always wanted to do is be able to use an initial image for anything. So with this project, all you can do is take my photography. But I do, just to tease, have an idea for a project where you can like have a morph token and burn it and use any initial image you want and morph that. Maybe just as a one-time thing. And, you know, holders of this project will get like a 60 or 70% discount. But that's just kind of an experiment I want to do as a one-time thing where you can give me any image and I'll morph it into something else. Just something I'm thinking about to kind of tease that.
That's actually a great service. And, you know, for you to have that skill and like knowledge of that software and to be a photographer who made that part of your, you know, your entry into the space, that could be, I mean, you could monetize that, right? You could make that sustainable. You could make that something sustainable.
Just did my first like AI thing. I mean, normally I work in video and film. So I was doing some film work for someone and I did my first like little paid AI thing, which was, I'm designing a poster for her film with AI, which is so fun. So, yeah.
Really cool. And we were talking about altering existing NFTs. I do have some alpha that I'll share. And anyone that's here that wants to share it out in their circles as well. I talked to a well-known creator on Stargaze who has been tinkering with altering some existing collections. Not the collections themselves, but the individual NFTs from the collections that he actually owns. And it seems like there will be some alterations of some really interesting alterations of some well-known collections. Let's just put it that way. And by the way, Metaverse ready as well.
Interesting. Got me curious.
You know what? I'll say which ones they are. I've seen experimentations using Stargaze Punks, and I've seen really cool experimentations, and you might laugh, but they're really cool. The baby Chodes, which the goal is to make those Metaverse ready. So that for those of you who don't know, that creator kind of disappeared from the space, but for whatever reason, people buy and sell the NFTs still, the baby Chodes. And I like them. I have a bunch. I show them to people more than I show like my Manekis, basically. I'm like, oh, look at this NFT. It's hilarious. But I would love to see, and I've seen it already. The person DMs me, I can't share them, but they're 3D versions of Baby Chodes, Stargaze Punks, a couple others as well. So yeah, there are some artists kind of spinning these popular collections, or popular niche collections, I should say, for other purposes, which is going to be really interesting to see. And actually, I got Knots here. They did a Spaces today that I couldn't make. I want to give them the mic and let them just pop up and give us the gist of what news they had about Trailer Park Kids, if that's cool.
Yeah, can I say one more quick thing?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just that I just added, submitted to the community vote for Stargaze. So if you like our project, feel free to vote for it. It's okay if you don't. Even if we don't get it, we're still going to go ahead and launch probably around the week after next. It would definitely be helpful to get the push for the community vote, but
cool.
You know, I'm going to launch either way. So, you know, but if you like us, yeah, feel free to vote for us. Just letting you know it's out there.
You have a unique collection. So even though it is kind of competitive with the community vote, you have something completely different. So you might attract people who rarely mint NFTs, which is really cool, which is really, really cool. So I'll look out for that. I actually finally verified my wallet with Stargaze so that I could, oh, nice. I could vote. And Space Ape Society, they want to do a giveaway. I'll let them pop up and do that. And Knots hasn't accepted the mic yet. They might be on a laptop.
All right, cool, man. So we have two NFTs to give away today. One is going to be Shady's Birds, and one is going to be a brain. So before I pick out the numbers, I'm just going to give a bit of a background. So with Shady's Birds, it's totally minted out. They had 1,001. People who held 5 will get a free TS, will get a free TSAS buddies included in that. So that's great. So that'll be one giveaway. And then the second one is the brain. So it's diseases of the brain. It's actually a great Discord, very different. Don Jones, he is actually a nurse in his profession, and he's well aware of how to help people in regards to diseases, illness, healthy living. He helps people with anxiety, depression. This is something that all men and women get constantly, you know. And to actually talk to someone on an NFT Cosmos space, it's fantastic. So I do urge you guys to please go onto these Discords and just help them out, you know, just join in. And they're very well priced NFTs, the diseases, the disease of the brains are. So please do go support them. So in regards to the winners, we're going to go with Shady's Dad first, right? Shady's Birds first. So I have number 17. So 4, 8, 12, 16. Okay, so we have a Lil G. Let's just click on that name. Yeah, so Lil Gaines. Okay, so you have won a Shady's Bird. Please do DM me your star's address and I can send that over to you, sir. Thank you.
So damn lucky, Gaines.
I think you cheated. Gaines cheated.
Why is he like always? Oh, yeah, he won yours as well, didn't he, Joe?
No, he didn't win, but I like early on when I was first attending Twitter Spaces, I remember he won a like a Juno knot or something that I was trying to win.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
Bro, it was a long time ago, and I don't hold a grudge, but it just
bro, I literally just got back from walking the dog and I won something.
No
what
way.
What the hell? What did I win?
That is luck, mate. I tell you.
That happened to me today. I joined the Skelly space for 5 minutes and then I got rugged and I won something in that 5 minutes. It was amazing.
Yo, that is a good feeling as well, I tell you.
Did I really just
win? Listen, when the bull market comes back, there's going to be 200 people on these spaces. You'll have no chance to win. So at least we're giving ourselves a good chance.
Yeah, that's it, man. Let's take advantage now, right? And the second one is going to be a brain. So let me just pick the number. So we got number 21. Okay, so 4, 8, 12, 16. 21.
So we have the winner, Scotty Interstellar. Sir, please message me your star's address, and I will send that over to you straight away.
That's awesome. So, Scotty attends a lot of spaces too. So good, nice job winning that.
Scotty's a great
dude. Yeah, man. Thank you very much for that, Joe. Back to you, sir.
No problem, man. Say it again.
What like Twitter randomizer are you using? If you want, I'd love to give away like 2 wish list spots too. I just don't know how you do that from a Twitter Spaces, the randomizer.
Oh, good question.
Yeah, white list spots, I mean.
If you just...
Yeah, there's quite a few actually randomizers. You just Google it on just Google a Twitter randomizer. You can pick anyone you want. That's all I've done literally before I came under the Spaces.
Does it work for Twitter Spaces? I've never.
You count how many people are in there, and you just plug it in from 0 to like 25, and you just click the button, and it'll say it'll
pick
like
random
15 or 11, and then you just count.
Oh, I see.
Nothing too sophisticated.
There's 30. There's 39, but if you pull me, just draw again.
Okay.
39, I've got anyway.
Cool, man. That's my 2 done, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks again. I'm gonna upload that interview again that I did with the Space Ape Society team. It'll go up on Twitter. I'll do it as a Twitter premiere, so it'll stream. It'll basically become available and then stream from the beginning. If you want to be online for that, you could like chat with people and answer questions and whatnot. I'll do it pretty soon because I know you're like UTC time, so that's like getting late over there, so I just have to upload it. It'll take me about, I don't know, 15 minutes to upload. I'll try to set it up for about 30-40 minutes from now. If you can't be there, no problem. People can watch it on a premiere or just watch it tomorrow. It'll be on YouTube forever.
no problem. Well, to be honest with you, Joel, it is about 20 past 11 now, but I'm gonna be awake till about 2-3 in the morning anyway. So take your time, man. Don't rush yourself. If you've got things to do in between, do it, man. And yeah, man, I'll keep my ass peeled for it. So yeah.
I'd love to give away 2 whitelist spots with, I'd just put these random numbers in. So I'm going to draw them if that's cool.
Hey, that's awesome, man. You got to reward the people that stick it out to the end of these long ass spaces. I know it's probably painful to listen to us sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. The first one is 12. That looks like it was just Maria. Now she's 13. So now it'd be Terra Spaces, but it was Maria, it looks like, when I did it. So I guess that first one's Maria.
Let them fight for it.
Next one is 31. 8, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. That is Ashar, I believe.
Ashar's killing it this week with NFT victories. Nice.
Cool. Yeah. So if you guys just DM me your stars addresses, then I'll put you on the whitelist.
Cool. Ashar just won an NFT for me tonight. Now he's got a whitelist from you. His work is complete for the week. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Look at, he's happy doing the nice heart. Doing the heart. But yeah, this was great, guys. And thanks for, you know, all the information you share with the audience. I really appreciate the insight, as the creators always have the most knowledge of the NFT space, what goes into launching these projects and all the thought that goes behind not only the mint, but also the effort building up the communities, you know, creating the momentum behind the project, dealing with whatever they have to deal with from the platform, Stargaze. But yeah, definitely appreciate you guys. And Knots, I gave you the mic. Gaines, you still got the mic if you got anything. Oh, Bands is going to give some news also about the Skelly's mint, which is highly anticipated, I would say. So we got a few more minutes. I'm not going to end this just yet.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I hope I don't underwhelm because I wasn't planning on speaking. I'm sick as shit just waiting on my Chinese food. And you know what? I'm going to blame Tank for getting sick because he asked me if I had got sick from being in Colombia because he said a lot of people were sick.
Oh, shit.
And now I'm sick as shit.
I heard a lot of people got sick, actually.
So I got a COVID test, a strep test, and a flu test, and they all came back negative, but... Fuck, man.
It's probably just the cooties.
By the way, I just want to say, Rusty, who the fuck you get sick and he's like, I'm waiting on my Chinese food.
You know, My wife wanted Chinese food, and I was like, oh, fuck it. And of course, it's like $100-something for the whole damn family. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh,
you got to get that wonton soup when you're sick. There's nothing better.
Wonton soup.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Egg rolls.
Nice.
Yeah, but real quick, I'll keep it real quick. So we're still working on our launch for Trailer Park Kids on Loop coming up. But what we're working on is this swap and burn mechanism that I'm, you know, Space Ape Society is familiar with. So we want to make these cards, they're, you know, collection type cards where you can, if you get three common cards, you can swap to a rare and you can keep going up levels. So there'll be 25 individual characters, but you can keep going up from most common all the way up to OG level, which is really cool. We're really hoping that it creates some excitement, right? I think people really like to engage with the NFTs. I always say the same thing about evoking emotion and stuff like that. That's what NFTs are all about. So that's what we really want to do. We're taking our time. Thank you, traders. Thank you, Sunnyside Reaper, everyone who's kind of launched before us on Loop, for constantly giving us feedback about what to do, what pitfalls to avoid. It's a new platform. So we're really excited about this. We switched gears from the knots and the robots. I know a lot of people were pissed about that. We had people that were upset about the change in utility. But with these, we'll be giving royalty back. We'll be doing other revenue sharing kind of offers for the knots holders as well coming up. We got a lot of shit. So we're trying to pivot. You have to pivot with NFTs, and we're trying to do that. So I hope people really get excited about this, and it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. They're similar to Garbage Pail Kids. I'm 42. So if anyone who was around in the 80s or early 90s remembers those, it's kind of like that. But it really started because, you know, a few months ago, Joe, we were all living the fucking high life, stacking Juno, talking about retiring. And now we're literally in the fucking trailer park, man. So
I'm still thinking about retiring, but I was watching videos on how to build a house out of mud and rocks today. I'm not even kidding.
Joe, fucking moved to Medellin. It was so inexpensive down there. It was unreal. Nice. I took out $500 and I came back with $150.
Wow. How long were you there for?
4 days.
And, wow, that is brilliant. $100 a day.
And I was blowing money. I mean, we were in bars and stuff. I mean, there was, you know, there's a big, obviously, poverty issue. I was stacking little kids, giving them money like I was just baller status, right? Because down there, man, balling on a budget. But shit, man, every beer is like $1. And I swear to God, no Uber ride was over $2 with a tip.
So, wow.
Check out Medellin. It's a beautiful place. I'd never once felt in jeopardy in any way or my security. And I'm 6'4", big, ugly, fat, white guy. So there's no way I could blend in, but it's a beautiful country. We had a great time. So TPK, check it out. Thank you for letting me rant. Space Ape Society, that shit's going to be hot. Shout out to everyone else on here. Appreciate it. Little Gaines is blowing up, man. This dude's all over the place. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, no problem, man. Are you still going to make a one of me that someone can mint and then they get?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We made one for B Bands. We made one for Michael T.
Okay.
We got one for Robo. We got all kinds of shit. Yeah. Those will not be tradable, right? Those will be these one of ones that are not tradable. But so if you mint that, then, you know, whatever you kind of utility you want to give that, you can do. If you mint mine, you can get an autographed picture of my headshot, which I don't have, but I'll take it. Or you can throw it away, or you can get a refund, whatever the hell you want to do with it. Because if you're really upset,
I bet you whoever mints me is going to request a refund. But if whoever gets it after that, you get to help me interview someone on YouTube. So it'll be fun.
Joe, my wife thinks you're a very handsome man and have a great voice. So if that
counts
for anything, watch out now.
I know. I gotta keep this dude away.
Hey, when Pepe won one.
Pepe, I don't know what you look like, bud.
That's fair enough.
Send me a picture. We'll get you hooked up.
Well, I'm green. I have really big eyes. And, you know, I'm actually really popular on the internet.
So I reached out to Pepe and I was like, is your real name Jose? Because Pepe in Spanish is a Apollo, a nickname for Jose. And he was like, no, it's just an internet name. I was like, oh, I thought I had doxed you, man. I was like, I'm finding out who this fucker is. But I didn't. I failed.
Nah, I'll meet you guys all in person at like one of these big events. I wasn't able to go to Cosmoverse, but you know, it's just I'm always a Sunny in Philadelphia fan, and I just saw like too much meme potential in, you know, in Pepe Sylvia in that episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So I just use that as kind of my internet moniker.
Hey, Pepe, real quick, Tank, I'm gonna drop some alpha. Kind of working on a potential meetup here in the States in Nashville.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, it's a good central place. And Pepe, it sounds like you're in the States based on your voice, could be Canada, but we're looking into that. But that would be fun. And yeah, I've never been to Nashville.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you very much. Like, I'm definitely looking into, it's not going to be as fancy because it's a community thing. But we are putting together, I like to think of it as more like a reunion, like a Cosmos reunion kind of thing. Kind of like if you were, I'm older, but if you ever to go like your 20th high school reunion or whatever it is, it'd be kind of something similar to that. But Nashville is a great place. We're looking there. It doesn't necessarily have to be in Nashville, but obviously I'm from the area, so it'd be a lot more helpful if it was closer and I could help set things up. But yeah, like I just want to get something that's more attainable and more... feasible for the people here in the States that weren't able for whatever reason to go to some of these cool spots that CryptoCito has introduced and put Cosmoverse on. Again, thought he did a great job and all that stuff, but trying to do something here, and we'll keep you guys posted. We're working on it though.
You know, Tank, I went to go check out a space in New York City 2 weeks ago for a potential, I don't think it's an appropriate place to have like a massive conference, although it might be, it could be, but there's a shared space that's used in Brooklyn by a lot of Cosmos developers, marketers, teams, including Stargaze and Osmosis. And I went to go check that out. It's like a WeWork kind of place.
Yeah.
But they have this like massive rooftop. There's like a lounge full bar inside this office space. It's not right. It looks like an office, and you walk in and it's like everything. There's a huge kitchen area, a huge conference area. So I would rather go to Nashville than to you know than to have something in super expensive New York City. But I think we could have multiple small meetups that don't necessarily need to detract from Cosmoverse, no matter where they decide to have Cosmoverse. So
yeah,
I also really like Tampa.
Oh, I love
Tampa.
Is
beautiful. Yeah,
Tampa is my favorite city. I think that's where
they just got hammered, though, man. I don't know. Maybe it's super cheap now.
my house is in Clearwater, and they got nothing, which I think the news exaggerates because everyone is against Florida, at least where I'm at right now.
Bro, I got a couple of houses down there, and same thing. Thank God, I'm knocking on wood right now. But thank goodness, right? Like the way that they're putting it out there, I was like, oh no, gotta go like stand in front of the house and yell at the storm or something like that. But thank God it didn't come down to that. So,
oh my gosh, I love that you said that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Said what?
I love that he said that he would stand in front of the storm and tell him not to come.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Not my house.
Can I say one thing real quick? Nashville's great. I love any of those places. I love Tampa. But can I give a real quick shout out to Marty? I see Marty down there. What a fucking great dude. Had a really good time in Colombia with him. Really genuine. I pictured him as like this Canadian, really hippie with like long hair. Not like that at all. Really handsome dude, but a great guy. Just saw him down there and wanted to tell him I had a great time meeting him.
I've never met a Canadian hippie, huh? I usually, all my friends that I've ever met from Canada, they're like flannel wearing outdoorsman.
Well, that's what I kind of that's what I pictured him as, but just kind of like that. If you remember that hippie teacher from Beavis and Butthead, that's kind of, it's weird how your mind creates pictures of people.
Beavis, right? And Butthead, I love it.
Marty wasn't like that. Look at the tweets from Cosmos Spaces. Marty's a very attractive, handsome man. But anyways, really great dude, and all the Cosmos Spaces people, really legitimate, awesome, good people. So just a shout out to them and having really great people on their team.
Speaking of Cosmos Spaces, got Little Gaines with his hands up. What's up, Little Gaines?
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I had my hand up for like 50 minutes.
All right, never mind. Moving on.
No, I'm just kidding. But speaking about handsome men, what if we did like some awards, you know, some awards for different things in the Cosmos community? Victoria's organizing that thing. So check the pinned tweet up here. She said, hey, IBC gang, wouldn't it be fun to do it, to have Cosmos superlatives? How do you say that?
Superlatives?
So what is that?
There you go, Bees.
The first time I heard
I'm before. A teacher and I don't know.
Like I don't know. Actually, I just kind of guessed how to say it. I wasn't really sure.
Well, anyway, if you guys want to help her organize these like awards that will be given out, it's going to be like a big, it's going to be like a big thing. It's not going to be like, all right, here's a tweet and with a thread of like who won what. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be like a live stream and everything. So if you guys want to be a part of that, just hit her up. I think it should be fun. Imagine handing out some awards for the most handsome man in the Twitter ecosystem.
I'm fucked.
I'll be like, thank you guys. I just want to thank you for allowing me to win this award.
Thank
you. You know, I was gonna make a joke, and then I'm like, this is recorded. But now I'm like, fuck it. So, when Rusty was making those comments, how like, you know, Columbia is so cheap, you only spent like $300, and then 10 minutes later, he's talking about how handsome Marty is. I'm like, well, maybe Marty came home with money. Maybe he made money in Colombia then.
There's a lot of prostitution in Medellin, to say the least. So me and Marty saw a lot of ladies of the night and men of the night dressed as ladies. So as far as I know, I don't know. I wasn't with Marty all the time, but he could have made some money down there.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're saying you recommend Columbia for the next Cosmoverse?
It was an easy flight. I'm in Houston. So, I mean, I flew to Orlando and then down. It was an easy flight. Prices were great. It's absolutely a beautiful city. I was really surprised and really happy. It was a nice, I don't have any complaints.
I had a question, and maybe it was just me trying to like dig into it and didn't need to, but the friends post when right after Columbia, when they were traveling or whatnot, they took a picture together. Did anybody else see them mention that they were going to be going to, it looked like the DR. Is that where the next Cosmoverse is going to be in 2023?
It might be. There was a group of like 30 people from Dominican Republic, and they were all like just nudging, you know, CryptoCito and the team to have the next one in Dominican Republic. So that would be, I don't know. I've never been there. Has anybody?
I want to go. Yep, I'll go, bro.
Yeah.
That's another close, cheaper destination. I was vying for like Puerto Vallarta or something, but yeah, I'll go wherever.
I would definitely not be allowed to go to Dominican Republic by myself. I'm thinking Tampa is the only way I'd be able to get out.
I can't go back to Colombia Medellin by myself after my wife. My wife went with me this time, but I won't ever be able to go by myself.
There, Gaines, a lot of prostitutes is an understatement. Am I wrong?
Yes.
I mean,
is it like when you go to Vegas and they're like slapping the cards and like putting it in your face, like, hey, come check us out at this.
It's like a horse flies, right? Like the horse fly trap, and they're all like freaking right on there.
Everywhere.
I don't want to paint a bad picture, right? I don't want to paint a bad picture of Medellin, because Medellin is super beautiful. But in the busy touristy areas, yes, like there were some like literally corners where you'll see some women just standing there. But I don't want to paint everybody a bad picture of Medellin, but yeah.
No, not a bad picture at all. It's just very, very prevalent. And, very prevalent, especially when you stand out, right? It's everywhere. So
6 foot tall white dude, let's go hit him up.
And then you see like me and Marty, who else, and we were at some bar and you see all these dirty Americans down there, and you're like, I know what y'all are doing down here. It's just like hookers galore. It's like, I know why y'all came to Medellin. It was a great time though.
Well, you are you saying when you went down to the bars and you saw other Caucasian people, and if they weren't with the Cosmos convention, you're like, hey, I know why you're down here, dude. If you're not talking about
crypto, this was like to catch a predator shit.
Yeah.
freaking profiling over here.
They were everywhere.
Straight up profiling people.
No, it's hey, man. To each their own. I mean, they were everywhere, but it's funny seeing other Americans, right? You like, you know, don't make eye contact with them because they got that shame in their eye. Like, I see you, bud.
When I was in Southeast Asia, it was the same thing. You would just see a guy like by himself at a bar at like 10 in the morning. You're like, I know what's going on here. Trying to stand out.
Rusty, you were definitely right, bro. It was so cheap to like just navigate around the city over there. I barely spent over like $3 on any Uber ride. It was so cheap. I usually just tipped them the same amount that it cost me to get there in the first place. The food was amazing. Man, it's just such a beautiful city at night too. It's just mesmerizing, bro.
The Envy rooftop was an amazing view. That's
the
incredible.
View I'm talking about. It was incredible, bro.
Did y'all take pictures of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. Are they like up or anything? I'm just kind of curious.
Did I not upload any pictures on my Twitter yet? I just been so busy.
Look, I don't know.
I'll pin some stuff.
I'm feeling very disappointed. I want to see these pictures. No, I'm just playing.
Oh my God, dudes. Oh my God. I really didn't post a lot of pictures of being outside of the event. I took a lot of pictures inside the event, but you know what? I think I'll upload some here in a little bit. Good point.
Hey, can I share my alpha?
Please.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay, cool. So I know you guys know I'm on Team Space Skellies and Team Knots. The Space Skellies is having, they've dropped their price of their mint. So by substantially, the new prices of the mint are $30, $40, and $50. And Anyways, back to what I was saying. So they dropped the price a lot to help mint. They know that prices of things have gone up, liquid is tight. So they dropped the price. And I just want to share just a little bit about the project. Essentially, this NFT, when you mint it and you hold it in your wallet, it will eventually over time change. Like you'll have it and you can watch it change. So I think it's really awesome. It's not an NFT that you burn, but it's an NFT that changes, and it's going to have gameplay to it as well. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to check it out, but I just wanted to share that the price of the mint has gone down and they will be minting sometime in November. Thanks.
Sick.
And it's on Polygon, right? On Matic Network?
Yes, it's minting on Polygon. Sorry. I put a link up front on top.
That's really cool.
It has the website. The only thing is I was kind of wary to put up the website because the prices have dropped. So I don't know if they've changed it yet, but I just kind of wanted to let everybody know about that. There's a white paper as well and some more information coming out with a gameplay. So I'm super excited. If you guys want to just keep an eye out, and if you have any questions, please let us know.
Cool.
I'm really excited about
from that. What I've been told is that Polygon is attracting a lot of these games that would otherwise be minting their NFTs on Ethereum, but obviously Ethereum is not the best place to do microtransactions. And Matic, I still think Matic is like a big time sleeper, even though I know it went up like 50, 100x during the last bull run, whatever. I think Matic Network is like outside the Cosmos ecosystem. I can't ignore that. I still think the layer two solutions. Like, yeah, I think the layer two solutions for Ethereum are going to be, because I definitely don't think Ethereum is going anywhere. I don't care about the gas fees. I don't care about the bridge attacks. They surely have not deterred people from using Ethereum during the bull run. And I think the next bull run, you might see Ethereum go to $1 trillion market cap, right? You never know. And the layer twos are just as valuable as they were in the last bull run, in my opinion. That'll be my guess, right? And I'm not sleeping on Ethereum. I'm definitely not sleeping on the layer twos. So I think Matic is a great place to like start an NFT collection. I think it's a natural landing spot for NFTs, especially since they could migrate from Terra, right? There's an easy migration and there's incentives to migrate collections from Terra, remint them on Polygon. So this will be my first NFT on Polygon.
So Sandbox uses a certain type of NFT contract. It uses an ERC 721. And that's the same. It's a land contract. So basically, it's almost like a layered NFT. The NFT gets more metadata. So like the sandbox land, you can buy the land and then attach it with other land and become districts. And then after you get more and more land attached, it becomes an estate. But they kind of attach together and become one NFT. So that's kind of the same thing with this Skelly's one. I think it's super cool because it's like a layered contract that you get to see change.
Not really cool. I knew about the project like a month ago, and I've been trying to interview Eric for my YouTube. And both times we met up, he's had like technical issues. I guess where he lives, the internet's bad, but like everywhere else around his house, the internet's good. It's kind of like where I used to live, so I understand. And we weren't able to do an interview, but I'll probably end up doing a Spaces as it gets closer to the mint with you and him, if that's okay. And by the way, Rekt V, you had your hand up for a while. I didn't mean to ignore you, but we were riffing a little bit there. If you want to say hi.
Hey guys, no worries. I'm kind of disappointed. I joined this space thinking Charles Hoskinson is speaking, but I ended up realizing it's a freaking Cosmos space. Sorry, I'm just here talking.
I'm
Charles Hoskinson doesn't talk. He usually whines and complains. So
I've never joined these spaces.
Cool. No, I appreciate you coming in.
No, just listening to you guys, just trying to network with the Cosmos guys. In regards to what you said about Polygon and NFTs, I'm not sure if that's a great idea, to be honest. There are a lot of projects that have migrated to Polygon with the help of One Planet. That was quite generous of One Planet to do. Otherwise, most of the projects would have died on Terra or wouldn't have even migrated or would have moved to Solana.
They had incentives from, I think, the Polygon Network, like community funds.
Yeah, the foundation. And I mean, not all of the projects are getting those benefits, but I'm not sure if the Polygon space is popping right now. Even on One Planet, I don't see great volume, but for gaming NFTs, definitely. Not sure about the rest. For the rest, I think Cosmos is a great space for now. I love Stargaze, what Stargaze is doing, and I'm excited to see what happens on Juno, because Rekt Gang is going to be coming to Juno's, and I was having a chat with Robo and Rama in one of the 6 hour long spaces, and they mentioned that they're planning on bringing the raccoons to Juno too. So that will be really fun if the raccoons come to Juno. I'm really excited to see what happens with Juno. And
you're right about that. They're basically using their fungible token as like a placeholder as the DAO token until they could mint NFTs or migrate NFTs to Juno.
So they're not able to transfer it right now, are they? Because secret NFTs work very differently too compared to other chains.
That's what I understand. I'm not an expert on secret NFTs. I am going to be hopefully talking with Stash in the coming weeks, which will be awesome, because I really want to know what is going on with secret NFTs. Like, why can't I see them when I'm on Stash? It's so weird. That platform, it can't even communicate with the wallets. I know it's a feature of Secret Network, but I think it's a bug when it comes to NFTs, to be honest with you.
No, I've never, I downloaded a Kepler wallet. I set a Kepler wallet up last week because I hated using, like, it was just also confusing, the whole Cosmos ecosystem. Even now, I find it confusing, but I'm going to have to try to get my head around it. So I'll be seeing you guys much more. And happy to thank you for hosting these spaces, and shout out to B-Bands. I see you space skellies everywhere and shilling it everywhere. B-Bands, you need to chill out.
Hey V, you know, I kind of see EJ? You in the same place, because we're hanging out together doing the same thing, my friend. So I don't know.
You know, last week I had Rekt Wolf on the spaces, and we got rugged twice. It was fun.
Yeah, listen to the recording of the space. I was meaning to join the space, but it was around midnight, 1 o'clock my time. So I woke up in the morning and I listened to it. I think it was Owlies that you had announced it first, and then when it came to Rekt, the spaces just got rugged.
Yep, that's exactly what happened, and that's exactly what tends to happen.
No, it was a good spaces. It seems like Zerka and you had a good time.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I would like he gave me some white lists to give away as it gets closer to that mint. So I think that'll be awesome. I mean, people still want the white lists, and that you have a nice project there that's kind of survived catastrophe, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, I think I don't really like to talk about the terror rug and how everyone got together and survived, but I think we've done reasonably well in terms of migrating to Ethereum and then the free trippy airdrop, and now coming to the Cosmos. A lot of people were expecting us to move to Solana, but I think Cosmos is the right decision, and especially right now, I think Cosmos is fun. And I'm really excited to see these communities, especially I didn't know much about the Cosmos NFT scene, and looking at the Space Ape Society, I was fudding those guys and fading them on a few spaces, and then I started to have a chat with them, and I've got a good relationship with them guys. I love those guys, and I've loved what Raccoons have been doing for a while. I've been listening to Robo and his stories about Thailand for a couple of months now. And I think he's the one who kind of got me interested in Raccoons. And just looking at how the community is active and engaging, it makes me bullish on the project.
Yeah, I mean, once an NFT collection, I think, has a sustainable way to return value, you know, to holders, and I don't mean in their own token. They're paying out in Juno tokens on the Secret network. So yeah, it's technically a derivative, but it's better than when projects make up their own token and then they pay out rewards in that token, and then everyone's swapping them at the same time for whatever the main native token is on that chain. It's like you know, this is a sustainable way, I think, to bring value. And I've been watching it for a while, and I never pulled the trigger, and I don't know what I was thinking, but around like $200, I was like, oh, I should buy one. And then the next day it was like 400.
Yeah, I've been, honestly, I think if it wasn't for Stash and if it wasn't for this Kepler wallet and Cosmos, I think I would have had a few Raccoons, Space Apes, and Redacteds too. But it's just, I think Cosmos really needs to make things easier for themselves to onboard people from other chains. I think with Kado coming on now, I think things will become much easier. But I think people just find it really difficult.
Can I comment on that? I completely agree 100%. I just tried Kado the other day for the first time, because Coinbase was saying, oh, we're locking your account because we want all this additional information. And I was like, fuck that. Let me try Kado. But I completely agree with the wallet. The first time I ever downloaded that, coming from another ecosystem, and you know, you download Kepler and then, you know, you click the drop down, and there's like, you know, at that time it was like 10 chains. Now it's like, you know, I don't know how many, but it's overwhelming. I think they need to do that. Change something up and make it more user-friendly, because it scares people away. I would say sometimes it's overwhelming. Like, you know, people are used to one chain, and then you come into Kepler and you've got like 50 different chains. Now it's, you know, it's easy as can be, but that first time it's like, holy shit, what am I getting into? I can have, you know, this token, I can have Osmo over here, but it's on, you know, it's on Juno or vice versa. And, you know, tokens are just on all these different chains, and it takes a while. I watched, you know, I had to watch a lot of videos to get it, but I completely agree with you, V.
I'm gonna release a bunch of really entry level videos on Kepler Wallet, and then by like the intermediate videos, start explaining exactly what's happening with those tokens, because like you said, you could have Atom tokens on 50 different chains basically, And it's for a beginner who's used to MetaMask or Trust Wallet or even like something like, imagine if you just went from like Exodus Wallet to Kepler, right? You have no idea even how staking works, really, because in the Exodus Wallet, you just push a button, stake, and it automatically does everything for you because it's not the ecosystem specific wallet. But I think the most important thing to remember with any wallet is that the coins and tokens are not in your wallet. I think that's, if you could like think like that, then it's a lot easier to understand what Kepler Wallet's actually doing, if that makes sense.
No, that definitely yeah, makes sense. But
and like Rusty said, when we first started using Kepler Wallet, I think it was like, I guess it was like a year ago, there were only like 10 or so chains, and you could disconnect some of them so they didn't all show up in your wallet. Now there's like 30 something that you have to keep in your wallet, another 12 to 20 that come up as like test nets and whatnot. But Kepler Wallet's basically designed to work with Osmosis, right? So if you look at the wallet through the lens of Osmosis, where most of the swaps are usually going to be done, it's a little easier. But I don't think Secret Network and Kepler Wallet integration is anywhere near where it needs to be.
I think I'm looking forward to Loop. We got Obi Wallet. We got Kajira's wallet coming out. I mean, all those things I think are going to add a little competition and hopefully push some innovation. I still think it's absolutely ridiculous on Kepler that you can't like send it across to your own address without like pre-saving and setting a channel. So like, if I want to go from like Juno to Osmo, like I have to go in my own wallet, like, or from vice versa. Or okay, Osmo is a bad example because you can just use the withdrawal feature on there. But you get what I'm saying. From like Adam to Juno, I have to like go and save, you know, my Juno address and like set up an IBC transfer. It's like that should be just automated.
Oh, well, what I was going to say.
If you use the DEX.
Yeah, so here's the thing. What I was told was Kepler Wallet was designed by the same team as Osmosis, and it's designed so that you route everything through Osmosis, because at the time Osmosis was the only DEX, right? So Osmosis really is the DeFi hub for the Cosmos ecosystem. So the wallet is ideal if, and I do this, I route everything through Osmosis. I don't even care what I'm doing. The tokens move through Osmosis for me, just so I don't have to set up all those annoying channels, which is really annoying. But I was told from Tenderman Timmy that Cosmos Station Wallet, which I've never tried, is better for intermediate users, and it's much easier to utilize the channels because it automatically fills in the information. I haven't tried it. That's what he told me, and he's probably the best one to...
Well, Leaf Wallet does the same thing. I tested that out the other day, and it's like if you want to transfer between in your wallet between chains, it literally gives you that option. Like, do you want to send externally or do you want to set like transfer internally? And you just say what chain you want to go to, and it'll auto populate all that information internal to your own wallet.
Sorry, what wallet was that?
Leap. It's like the little green frog. It's coming over. It's an Xterra wallet that's coming over to Cosmos.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, we you know, having more wallets is a good thing. I did download Cosmos Station, but I don't think I ever used it, so I should maybe screw around with that. But I'm gonna make these tutorials for Kepler, and they'll, you know, hopefully people that are just coming over will, you know, at least be comfortable with that wallet. And then as the other wallets come on, maybe other people can do those videos, because the tutorials take a really long time. They take forever to make. Like a 5-minute video sometimes takes me like an hour to make.
You know, thank you so much for making that, because I know it's going to be a labor that you have to do, but it's going to help a lot of people. Because example, like if I go and I hang out in a different space and they're doing an NFT hangout and share or share shell giveaway, and then I'm like, hey, here's some Stargaze NFTs. And they're like, well, how do you do that? And so I got to kind of walk everybody through how to get their stars and get a wallet address and everything. So having that video to be able to link to them would be awesome.
I have the video already, but it's more basic than that. I don't even go into Stargaze. I just show people like basically what all the buttons do. And
I mean, like, yeah, getting the Kepler, getting it started. Yeah.
And also like I'm starting it from like literally base level where people never even heard of seed words before. And then I'm going to just work my way up and I'm going to try to do it in like maybe like 6 to 8 videos that are really short and only show people like one or two things. And then all the videos put together, I'll just kind of put them all into one big video to go from like basic to advanced. And hopefully it's like, you know, 45 minutes at the most, because it sounds like a long time, but with all the trial and error and possibly screwing up a transaction, you know, 45 minutes is not that long. If you're going to become an expert from beginner on like an ecosystem wallet that controls like, I don't know, 50 chains, 5 DEXs, 5 NFT platforms, you know, Keppel wallet, I think is easy, but you do need to have a way to visualize what you're actually doing. Like, wait, why do I have Akash tokens on the Cosmos Hub, which is what I have right now? I don't even know how they got there. I think I was using that other DEX that was supposed to launch last year, and I ended up like, and I have like these Akash tokens on the hub, and then I can't get them off. And then Osmosis, like, good Lord, I have like all these different stable coins on Osmosis. Then I have to get them to Juno. Well, I can't really get them to Juno, right? So I swap everything into Neta, move it to Juno, swap it back. It is annoying. I think I look at it as Osmosis is like the quarterback of the ecosystem. And you if you look at it that way, Kepler wallet is definitely serviceable. And the Kepler mobile is not bad for a mobile wallet as well, even though it's kind of new. But yeah, I definitely agree. And we take for granted how long it's taken us to get really comfortable and fast with the software. But UIs, people need to be able to use these things without realizing they're jumping chains. That's what it needs to come down to.
Yeah, because then you're going to have to show them how to use the Axel Bridge so they can get their funds, you know, into Cosmos.
Oh, yeah, forget that.
Ethereum.
I tell people join Kraken. Like, just join Kraken. Just suck it up. Join Kraken. You got Secret, Atom, and Juno on Kraken. I can't have it in New York, but they have it there. So,
and real quick, the Kato. Like I said, I used that the other day. That was really, really simple, and I had some questions, and I was pretty impressed with their customer service and support and getting back with me because, I just my first time using it, so really, really liked that as well too. So. If you haven't used it and need an on-ramp or an off-ramp, Kato.money, pretty sweet.
I'm going to check that out for sure. Anyway, guys, I'm going to end this. My phone's on 2%, and I know my other phone ain't going to work with the spaces. So I'll end this. I'll catch you guys over the weekend. And next week, I will not have spaces. So probably won't
luck, bud.
Yeah, I need a lot of luck. I actually had the day wrong. I thought it was Monday, but it's Tuesday. So. you might see me Monday on Twitter Spaces, but not the rest of the week. Anyway, everybody, thank you. Thank you to the creators, the guests. We had a whole bunch of giveaways.
Thank you much.
Got some info. Yeah, no problem, man. Take it easy. See everyone, I guess, in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. Top 5 spaces of all time. I'm calling it right here.
Most definitely.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was NFT Happy Hour, hosted by Cosmos Joe. Recorded on Friday, October 7th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Laser beam focused, star scream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all erect with the dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man, play a little ditty then. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Sitting
the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man, play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter, we was all hyped up. When the pedal hit the metal, he just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew, rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Then envision in the middle men. Listen to the fiddle man, play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.